they when a person criticizes another, Lena will say, "Well, she told it to the best of her knowledge. You can only tell as much as you know, you know." And I think that's a good lesson to us in our generation too, because a lot of times we're so quick to criticize, and that's really divisive. It divides us. And if we realize that that person is telling you only as much as he knows, well, that's as much as he knows. You can fill in the rest of it, you know. So they're understanding of each other and supportive of each other.
Do you have any other comments or statements on Lena or her work or her status in the community and anything else that you'd like to say?
I really feel close to Lena. I've always known her ever since I was a small child. They used to live in the summertime down where the base is, down on the beach, and we lived down in Sadie Creek. Both her parents were Kotzebue people. She comes from a long line of Kotzebue people. Kotzebue is one of the very ancient settlements. It's not a new settlement like some of our villages are. It's an ancient settlement. Like one of the elders said, his grandfather told him, "I don't know how old Kotzebue is, but ever since there were people, there was Kotzebue, you know. They don't know how old it is." And so she comes from a long line of Kotzebue people, and so did my grandmother. And they were close, and they'd go berry picking together, their families, our family and their family. We'd go up the river together, or we'd go down the beach together. She knows all the turns in the rivers, all the lakes, where the berries are, where the sour docks are, where the wild rhubarb are, where the best surah is, what season the fish runs and where to get them. She knows how to handle a rifle. She can shoot. She knows how to handle dogs, either on a sled or have them pull a boat. She just knows how to live, you know. She knows how to live off the land and what to do, and she can tell you all of this. She was also a teacher, our skin sewing teacher when we were kids, and maybe we weren't very good at the time, but gosh, she, in addition to raising a large family, she also taught school. And I remember when we were growing up, her family was large, but they were helpful, you know. And I remember hearing the whole family singing together in church. They had beautiful voices. They had some that had good bass voices, good tenors. Their mother, Lena, was a soprano, and then she had some altos among her daughters. And in addition to their in-laws, etc., they made a beautiful family choir, you know. You don't hear those things very much anymore. There's not that many families that get together and sing. And she also, they would also prepare when they got older. The old ladies would prepare songs to sing at Christmas. And so she taught them the soprano part. She taught the sopranos, and her cousin taught the altos in, you know, two separate places to sing those parts. And then they'd get together and harmonize. So in addition to the traditional things, they also learned and adjusted and accepted the things that were brought in, you know, and became active in the church and taught Sunday school and sang. In fact, I think she's still a member of the ministry and council in her church, you know. She's honest. And I really appreciate her. It just feels good to have somebody like her around, you know. I guess to me it's still like having my own grandparents around, you know, because we've always had such a close association, and to still have her participating and her mind still good and retaining a lot of information and encouraging the other ones to participate. Like if she's talking about something and then she'll say to Elwood Honeycutt, tell them about so-and-so, you know? Because Elwood also comes from a long line of Kotzebue people. He said, tell them about so-and-so. So she'll shut up and wait for him to get started, so he'll fill it in, you know? And she knows who knows what, you know? And so she can, they have to do what she says, you know? It's the culture, you respect the elders. Whenever an elder tells you what to do, you do it. And so I really like having her in a meeting because she'll either tell Fletcher or somebody else to talk about something, you know, and she's very supportive, very supportive. I'm really glad that they're beginning to write about some of our old people. And in writing about them, it will give... See, our kids grew up after we had electricity, you know. They've never been without electricity. They've always had running water. They've never had to go get a bucket of water. They've never had to chop wood, you know. And they think life has always been this wonderful and easy. Oh, so once they start reading about how she grew up, you know, when they used to have seal oil lamps, and then went through the period of having candles, and then kerosene lamps, and then gas lamps, and finally electric lights, you know, they will see how we evolved to this day of having a central fire in the house, and then a stove, wood stove, and then a coal stove, and then an oil stove, a gas stove, you know, electric stove, and traveling by dog team and having your dogs pull a boat to cars and even routes and trains and jets and trips to the moon, you know. She's lived through all of these, and our kids will begin to realize, gosh, in such a very short time, our life has changed. And no wonder we have problems. Other civilizations change slower. It takes them a couple hundred years or so. And so they've been able to adjust, you know. But us, the Western world came here so fast, and everything started changing from Angatuks to Christianity to what else, you know. We've really experienced a lot of change. And no wonder we have problems. And our kids need to understand all these things, that there are stresses and there are challenges in the changes in life, you know. But once they understand these things, I think they'll be able to cope better with them. And as we see how Lena has coped with all these changes in her life, it'll give us an insight on, gee, maybe I could do that too, you know. Because she's a pillar in our community. We really look to her, I think, more than we realize. I don't think I have much more to say.
That was good.